Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamis Sadi Zayin Amin Aleph. We're holding on Sadi Zayin Amin Aleph, 11 lines from the top, Echa Ben Teisha Shanim. So the Mishnah said that all the dinim we've discussed until now are true both about a 9-year-old or even a 20-year-old if he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, because he also is not considered a Bar Das. Or a man who asked the Gemara, is that true? But we learned in the Braisa, Ben Esrim Shanim, Shlo Yevi Shtei Cyrus. If you have a 20-year-old who doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, you have you Raya Shu Ben Esrim, who is Sres, you bring a Raya that he's 20 years old, and then we say that he's a Sres, he's a considered a Gadol now. However, he's from the parish of Yibam, and Mamela, he won't be doing Chalitza or Yibam. And similarly, Bas Esrim Shana Shle Heviya Shtei Cyrus, if you have a 20-year-old woman who doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, you have you Raya Shi Bas Esrim, the islandess will say that if she has a Raya that she's 20 years old, she's considered an islandess, Loicha Latis Lomis Havemis, and she'll be Mufka from the parish of Yibam and Chalitza. Now, the point is that you see that once they're 20 years old, once a man is 20 years old, even if he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, we say that he's a Gadol, not like our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no. Hayid Mar Allah, Amar Shmura Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Ushano Dulei Siman. Don't learn the Braisa so superficially. It's dafka talking about a case where the person has simani stress. It's dafka when he has simani stress, and I'm a rava de kanami. It's medirik like that. To katani vuhua stress. It sounds like he's like the stress that we already know about because he has simani stress. Shmamina. You see that dafka in such a case. That's when we say once he's 20 years old, even if he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, he becomes a gadol, he becomes a stress. But if he doesn't have simani stress, so then like our Mishnah says, that even if he's 20 years old, if he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, he's considered a katan. Now ask the Gemara, v'chinodu lei siman yisrus ad kama, for how long of his life will we consider him to continue to be a katan? Until what age? Forever? Says the Gemara, no, tani tvei rabbi chia ad raiv shna yisav, until he hits raiv of his life, a standard life, a shivim shana, and therefore raiv would be 35 in a day, or 36, that's when we'll consider him a gadol by default. Ki asu l'kami de rava, when an older person without Cyrus would come to rava, so ikachash amr luzilu avriyu, if the person was thin, you would tell him go fatten yourself up, and if he was heavier, he would tell him go make yourself skinnier. And the reason is the hani simanin, when it comes to these simanim of Cyrus, zimne denatri machmas chushusha, zimne denatri machmas briusa. Sometimes being too thin makes them fall out, and sometimes being too heavy. So therefore, whatever the person was, he would tell him to try out the opposite. Says the Mishnah Halacha that if a person's ma'anis or mafata woman, he is mutter to her relatives, to her krevis. But says the Mishnah another Halacha that if a person is married to a woman, so then he has an iser to even be ma'anis or mafata one of her relatives. The iser is not just to marry one of her relatives, it's even just the bia itself. Says the Mishnah another Halacha, then now you say Adam Anusas Aviv Mufutas Aviv Anusas Benay Mufutas Benay. A person is allowed to marry someone that his father or his son was Ma'anis or Mufata. Rabbi Yudah Iser Banusas Aviv Mufutas Aviv. Rabbi Yudah says that no, someone that his father was Ma'anis or Mufata is Aser now to the son. Now says the Gemara that Tanin Allah Tan Rabbanan, that our Mishnah is a riot to that which we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says Anas Isha Mutter Lisabita, that once if a person is Ma'anis a woman, he's allowed to marry her daughter. However, Nasi Isha Aser Lisabita, but only through Nesuah, and if he marries a woman, so then it's Aser to marry her daughter. Now ask the Gemara, Raminu, is that really true that if a person's Ma'anis a woman, he's allowed to marry her daughter? But we learned in the Braisa, Hanita Min Aisha Aser Bi'imu V'bita Ba'chaisa. It says that if the rumors, even just rumors about a man, that he was together with a woman, he's not allowed to marry her daughter. For that matter, he's not allowed to marry her mother or sister either. But you see, that even if there's just rumors, we don't allow him to marry the daughter. So says the Gemara, yeah, that's just Midurabanan. But our Mishnah in the Braisa would say that it's mutter to marry the relative of an anusa. That's midaraisa. Ask the Gemara, v'chaycha dika yisura midarabanan. Tani noisen lechadchilo. Could there be such a thing that there's an isa derabanan? And the Tana would say that it's noisen mashma even lechadchilo just because midaraisa it's mutter. So says the Gemara, v'adanat ki tzna masnis and lachar misa. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the woman that the man was ma'anis and mafat is already dead. So now there's no more chashash derabanan. The whole chashash is that we didn't want him to marry her daughter or her mother or her sister because then he's going to be too close to her and they might end up being together again. They're already very familiar and then already it's going to be an Isadar Aisa. So therefore we don't want him marrying her daughter, mother, or sister. But now that she's already dead, so now there's no more Gzeira and then it's Atako Mutu L'Chadchila. Now says the Gemara Minani Mili that the Isar to marry a person's daughter is only if he marries the mother but not if he's Ma'anis or Mefata the mother. The Tanur Rabbanan we learned in the Braisa. Bekula now nemer shchiva. By all the rayas, it says a lashon of shchiva. There's an iser bia. V'kan, yet by isha ubita, nemer kicha. It says a lashon of marriage. Leimer lach darach likuchan asa teira, to teach us that the iser is only if it comes about through marriage. Now, I'm really Rapapa labaye. Rapapa asked the baye. Al me'at, if so, then gabi achayse, dechsev yisha shay yikach asa chayse basal bas imai, hachanami dar kichu da asa darach shchiva shari. By sister, where the lashon of the teira is that there's an iser kicha, you're going to tell me that the iser is only to marry a person's sister, but not just to be with her? Amar leili kuchen ksivi b'tayr stam. Harer the kicha kicha, harer the shchiva shchiva. The Torah, when it says kicha, you have to use your head. If it could mean kicha, it could mean marriage. So then, yeah, that will definitely prefer to say that because that's more true to the word. But like by a chayse, where kicha cannot be referring to marriage because it's impossible for a person to marry a sister, the condition is not taifes. So therefore, we'll say that kicha in that context really means shchiva, that there's an iser bia. Rava Amar and Anas Isha Mota Lisa Bita is Mehacha. He brought a different makar that once a person is even just Ma'anis a woman, he's not allowed to marry her daughter. Because Ksiv Erbas Bas Bincho Yvas Bincho Le Sigala. Habas Bina Dida Ubas Bita Dida Gali. It says that a person cannot marry, cannot be together with his own granddaughter. Mashma, his wife's granddaughter, is Mutter. Uksiv, but then we have another pasuk which says, Erbas Isha Ubita Le Sigala is Bas Bina Vas Bas Bita Le Tikach. It says that a person is not allowed to be together with his wife's daughter or granddaughter. So okay, it's, and how are we going to reconcile these two psukim? Says the Gemara, says Rava, that kan ba'ins and kan b'nisuin. It must be there's a difference between aynes and nisuin. When it comes about through marriage, he's not allowed to marry, he's not allowed to be together with her daughter. When he's ma'anis a woman, he could be together with her daughter. Now ask the Gemara, epacha, now maybe it's the opposite, that the iser is dafka by anusa and not by nisuin. Says the Gemara, no, because arayas she'er k'sebehu. It says a lashon of closeness of she'er when it comes to the parish of arayas, but nisuin ika she'er, ba'ins like she'er. There's only closeness through nisuin, not through Einsen. So that's how we know to darshan that the iser is dafka through nesuin and not through Einsen. Rabbi Yehuda Iser Banusas Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says that the person is not allowed to marry someone that his father was ma'anis or mefateh. Amar Rav Gidal Marav, my time in Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's makar? The chesiv, as the pasuk says, le'yikach ishas ishas aviv, le'yigale kanaf aviv. It says he can't be megale kanaf aviv, he darshans from there, kanaf shara aviv le'yigale. A person is not allowed to be together with a kanaf that his father revealed, that his father saw, referring to someone that he was ma'anis. Now says the Gemara, Mimaida about Anusa Ksiv. How do you know it's referring dafka to an Anusa? The Ksiv mi lave dekrats. Because right before this, the pasuk right before it discusses an Anusa. It discusses the parasha of Anas and Isha, Shechivim lave naira, Chamishim Kasef, that he gives the father of the girl, he gives her 50 Kasef. Now, Verabbanim will say back that no, he have a Samachlik at the Kamar. If it was Mamish Samach, I would say like you. But Hashad delay Samachle, now it's not really Samach. Because after the parasha of Anusa, it says, L'yikach Isha's Ashes Aviv. And then it says, so it's not mamish samach. So now I'll tell you that I've no hechrich to say that Zdavka talking about an anusa. Rather, I'll say me by lich the Rav Anan. I'll say that it's referring to the drasha that Rav Anan made. Damar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel b'sheimeres yavam shalavav alkasam medaber. That the pasuk is talking about that the son has an iser to be together with the shemeres yavam of his father. That the kanaf which was reserved for his father, you can't reveal. Now ask the Gemara, if it's your father shemeres yavam, v'tepikle mishum deidasai. If by definition of the fact that she's a shemeres yavam to your father means that it's your father's brother's wife, so then she's usher anyways out deidasai. Says the Gemara, in a chanami laver le b'shnei laven. Now there's two laven. Well, v'tepikle mishum yavam l'shok. There's anyways a second lav. Because she's Yavam Lashuk, says the Gemara. Two terutzim. Number one, Laver Leb Shleish Laven. In a Chanami, let's make it the third Lav. So we could be discussing a case where the father already died. Now she's no longer Shemeres Yavam, but she's still Aser because of Deidasai and also because of Kanaf of Leigali Kanaf Aviv.